for a bruising, battling, hot encounter out there. To come away with a victory after North Wales beating us at home earlier in the season, avenges that defeat, really.
Yeah, definitely. Like you say, it was really hot out there. It was tough. But, you know, we're just more of a relieved dressing room. You know, obviously after the first half, it was a really frustrating, must have been a frustrating watch, and it was obviously frustrating being out there. So, yeah, to come out the second half, I thought we were really disciplined. You know, there's obviously a few last tackle options that we could have done a lot better. But, you know, I thought our discipline on and off the ball was really good. And, you know, I think we just showed in that last 10 minutes when we went 8 points up, that, you know, we've learnt from your Hunslet's games, etc., that we, you know, we can grind out a game when we need to.
Yeah, game management was a big thing out there. In the last 10-15 minutes, you moved Dion back into the halves. Him and Callum there, they just really took the game by the scruff of the neck and made sure we did what we had to do.
Yeah, it's simple as getting to a kicking point and, you know, rolling it in touch, walking to your scrum. And, you know, that's what has, you know, it's killed us a few times, you know, this season. But obviously, just show today we can do it when we get to the right points. We help the kickers out, and we just ground it out in this heat. You know, all you need to do is keep hold of the ball longer than your opposition, and you know you'd be in the game.
Yeah, you know, many go on about the weather. You know, we've obviously got a small squad, but them lads play for each other out there week in, week out.
Yeah, as a coach, I can't ask for more. You know, I think we're a real stupid team at times in terms of how we play, but you know, I'll never fault the effort. You know, we could go out there and get absolute roll like we did at Newcastle, but the effort's always there. Everyone does play for each other, and I think that's what does, having a small squad, it does help, you know, the team bonding side of things. But you know, I'd love to have a few more bodies if I could, but yeah, at the minute, you know, I certainly wouldn't swap what we have as a group for you know, a larger squad without it.
You mentioned that a few bodies, one that was missing today was Chris Coward. How is he looking, and is he looking to be in contention for next week?
I hope so. He's got a big abscess on his elbow from last week's game, so he's been bedbound all week. So you know what Chris is like. He'll want to play. He'll do what he can to play. But obviously, you know, we'll only pick him if he's fit enough.
Of course, we mentioned next week. It is the derby game next week. They've come on the back of a good win against Hunslet today, and you've come on this win, so confidence will be high for both teams going in there.
Yeah, definitely. They're a top team. You know, they've recruited really well. You know, they've got some big names in the group, and you've got a really good squad. So it's always going to be tough. Going down Park is tough regardless. So yeah, it's Fong's out the window derby. It's as simple as that. Whoever wants it more, you know, it'll more than likely win the game. You know, we've just got to rest up. Hopefully we can train this week and, you know, do our game plan, do a little bit of video, and, you know, we'll see that where that takes us Sunday.
How's the treatment room looking after today's game?
Yeah, it looks okay. We only ever find out the extent of injuries, you know, come Tuesday, Wednesday. There's a few lads getting stitched up, but obviously, you know, that would never keep them out of a game next week.
Congratulations on the winter day, especially in these difficult hot conditions. Go and get yourself sorted and enjoy the journey on.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Spot on.